וכשם שאין מזימן, עשו עדים אלו בפניהם, the same way when two עדים want to be mazim, the first two עדים, they could only do it in front of the first two עדים, and if the first two עדים are not around, the bezdin is not mekabel, the din hazomo, we can't put the yonish upon the first edim, is a machishin as edim elu b'fneim. The same sfer applies with achosho, you can't be machish the edim only in front of them. See, since they were talking about the first edim nishtar, they died already. So since they died, they're not here. Therefore, the second edim, when they come and want to be machish the first pair, we don't accept them, because you could only do it in front of them. Now, why does Hazoma have to be in front of them? So Rashi says, because the klal is, you can't put an einish, a din, upon somebody, unless you're in front of him. So Chura then, that's good by Hazoma, we want to put an einish upon the Edom. But the Chura HaKhosho, you're just not accepting the first Edis, so why do you have to have them in front of you? So what the Havi meaning here is, that HaKhosho also, like is saying, the first Edom Elias, they said Edis Sheker. So they give them a din, like they were Rosh, you couldn't do it in front of them. Nothing more says, no, it doesn't make any sense. Omele Rav Nachman says, Ilu hevi kamon, like it's a svara, maduch, what's going to be like, for sure, if the two edim would be in front of us, umachishin, and the first two edim would be saying, no, you should know, we were not ktanim, we were not psulim, but we were kosher edim. Let's say you would have the first two edim here alive, and they're telling us that we are okay. Hevi yachosha, umachishin lu. You have a Yachosha. Now if the second two Edom come and say no, you will ketanim, you psulim, it would be called Hachosha. And v'lehevi mashkichinim b'hu, we would not trust the first two Edom anymore. And you cannot collect any money. With Ishtar, tehevilu edus mucheshes, because applies like tray against tray, it's Edom that are muchesh. One going against the other ones, you can't use them. Says so. Hashta the lasnayu. Now, when the first two edim are dead, they're not around. Dilo hevi lekamon. There's a little doubt that if they would have been around, dum hevi meidelu. Maybe they would have agreed to the second pair of edim. Maybe they would have agreed. True, we walk it on and we walk suli edim. Is mehemnei, and then we would believe the first pair of edim that they're retracting what they're saying. So, how could you say if the first two edim are here and saying no that we are kosher? When another two pair of Edom are makish them, will I bleed the Edi HaKosha? We say it's tray against tray, can't you eat either one of them? And now you're telling me when the first pair of Edom are not around, we don't bleed the second pair, even though there's a doubt now that maybe the first pair would agree to the second ones. Like, and so what, even if they would disagree? It's also not worse than this, than they're alive and disagreeing. So for sure there's a swear of the fact that they're dead, that the air of attraction is we're not even sure they would disagree. Maybe they would also agree to the second pair of Edim. So for sure we should believe the second pair at least to make Achosha, to make a tray against tray. So how could you say here that we don't believe the second pair of Edim, which would be Mashma, that the first pair of Edim we do believe and we collect the money from the Shtar? How could that be? You have now two Edim going against it. So Gemara says, Eloshni havi moidelu mehemni. Mashma, if the first pair of Edim would retract and agree to the second one, we would believe them. Now the question is, Luchura, how could they retract? There's a klal of Kivan Shigat, Shuvay Nechayz Ramagid. Edom can't retract their Edis. So even if the first pair of Edom would agree to the second one, it wouldn't mean anything. So some of Farshamad and Echnami, it doesn't really mean they have the power to retract, just means for sure it's a svara to believe the second pair to make Hakoshia. Other Farsham want to say no, that the Chakira, the Shailer is, why is there such a svara of Kivan Shigat, Shuvay Nechayz Ramagid? How come we say once Edom say one way, they can't retract? So some want to say maybe because we're afraid if they do retract, it's only because they're lying. They're afraid now to say the truth, so they want to retract. Over here then, that svara won't apply. We wouldn't say they're lying, because since we have now two other Edom telling us that they were psulim, so if the first ones would retract, we wouldn't say they're lying, would think that they want to tell us the truth. Other Mepharshim learn that the story is, when Bezdin uses your Edis, you can't retract it anymore. But over here, anyway, it's called tray and tray. You have to aid them, be machashu. So Bezdin is not going to use the first Edis anymore. If Bezdin is not going to use your Edis, then there's a klal, you could be chayzer magid. That's the Gemara Sfarah Koponim, that if the first two Edim are dead, and there's a possibility that maybe they would have agreed to the second pair, for sure it should be considered hachosha. So it doesn't make any sense to say that if the first Edim are dead, you can't be machash then. So again, the question is, how could you use this shtar to collect the money? So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Talocher is uki trei lahadi trei. We put like two edim against the other two edim. It's like we cancel out, the two edim gets cancelled out. And therefore, we leave the money, whoever's a muchzik in the money. So true, that that we say we don't believe the second pair of edim does not really mean we believe the first pair. It just means that it remains trey or trey. And therefore, true, you can't use the shtar. Because the way Rukhinega learns here, that the Gemara now is bringing a proof that trey and trey is a suffer to Rabbanin, which means midirais to the two edims cancel out, and will look as if there's no edim here. So it's a pure suffix. And on a suffix, you would use chazakis. So you have to leave the money, becheskosta, wherever it is. So if so, what's the lashon of the Gemara talk that said before, ain't emonim, why don't we trust us? What's the point? We don't believe the second edim. Look where we are believing them. That the second edim said the shtar is no good. And really, we're also saying now the shtar is no good, you can't collect on the shtar. Because on a suffix, you have to leave the money, becheskosta. So Rashi Shita is that where it's a suffix here, true, Besdin does not go and collect the money, but if the Malva went and was tofas, grabbed away the money from the Leiva, now he has a right to keep it. Once the Malva chopped the money, grabbed the money, now Besdin says, look, we have a doubt, we don't know who the money really belongs to, but now that the Malva grabbed the money, now we have to leave it by the Malva, we can't get it away from him. So that's why the Gemara says, Lashon before, Ein Edel Nemonim. We do not believe the second pair of Edim. Because if we would believe them 100%, then the shtar is like nothing. Then if the Malva would come and grab the money, he would have to give it back again. So the pshat is, we don't believe the second pair of Edim either. It's like trey and trey. And the pshat is, it's a suffer to Rabbanim means that midirais the two Edims fall away. There's like no Edim here at all. So therefore you go bust the chazaka. But if somebody's tofas, if he grabs it, then Bezdin can't take it away from him either. Now he's a tofas in the money. The Mora says now, Midi Dehevi Anichse Devashatya. This is like a case of the property of this person called Devashatya. Now there was a case of Devashatya Zova Nichse. Devashatya sold his property to Shimon. He sold it to somebody else. There was a Shtar Mechira. Now what happened was, also Beitrei Amri Kishushet Zovin. Two Edim came later and told us, you should know, when this person, Barshatya, sold his fields, he was a shaita at that time. He was like a sick man, and he lost his das, he was a shaita. The locker is a shaita, can't make kinyonim. So the kids are saying that the sale, the mechira, did not take place, was not chal. But we also betray, another two Edim come, the Amri, and they say, Kishu cholim zovin. No, when Barshatya sold this field, he was well. In other words, this Barshatya had a sickness, that sometimes he lost his mind, and sometimes he didn't. Sometimes he was a shaita, sometimes he wasn't. So the kids said, there are two edim saying that the sale is no good, he lost his mind at that time. And two edim are telling us, no, the sale is good, he did not lose his mind at that time. So what's the halacha? Amar Rav Ashi, uki trei lahadi trei. We put two against two, and they're both knocked out. And there's like no edim here. Therefore the klal is, v'yuki mamayno v'cheskas parshatya. By karka, we always leave it becheskes morikama. By karka, we say the one that owned it before, he still has a right to keep it. So since Barshatya owned it before, and the question is, did he really sell it or not? So we have a suffix if the sale took place, even though the meicher is in the fields. By karka, being a muchzak in the fields doesn't mean that much. Because by karka, like, it's normal to go into somebody else's field. So the fact that you're on the field itself is not really called such a strong muchzak. By karka, we always go bosa cheskas morikama. The one that we know owned this for sure before, he's the one that still has a right to it until you can prove that you bought it off him. And there you can't prove you bought it off him because it's two edim against two, therefore he keeps the property. Now, v'lo yamorin, this is only said, el v'yislei chazok of the avasa, that even the Barshatya, we knew for sure that he really owned it before. That means he inherited it from his father. He had a Yerusha from his father. So if you have a Yerusha, for sure it's yours. Abba, what's going to be less like Chazok of the Avasa? Let's say he did not inherit this property from his father, but rather Barshatya bought it, let's say 2 years before, he bought the property of somebody else. Then in this suffix he won't keep it. Why? Because then we have a doubt, maybe Amrina, we should say, Kishu Shoyta Zovan, Kishu Shoyta Zovan. Just like you want to say, maybe now when he sold it, he lost his mind, we have the same doubt. Maybe when he first bought this karka 2 years ago, maybe he lost his mind at that time also. Maybe he was a shaiter when he bought it. So we don't know at all that he ever owned it. Maybe he didn't own it. Therefore, we have a suffix, who it belongs to. Then we would leave it to Cheskas Muchzik. So therefore, in such a case, the person that's in the field right now, he can keep it. Because it's a suffix if the sale took place or not. So he's in it. Why do we want to take him out of the field? Because we said by Karka, Cheskas Morikana means more, the one that owned it before. But only if we know for sure he owned it. Over here, we don't know for sure he owned it before. We have a doubt. Maybe never bought it. Maybe it was a shaita when he bought it. So therefore, it's not called a cheskas marikama. Therefore, the one that's muchzik in the karka, he would keep it. Because by karka, there are like three madregas. The best thing, of course, is if you have a proof that you bought it. Next best thing is cheskas marikama. And the third thing is, there is such a thing as a muchzik. If we can't use the cheskas marikama, then we'll leave it by the one that's in it right now. Omer Rabbi Avuah, Rabbi Avuah says, you should know when your second pair of Edim want to be mazim the first pair of Edim, they could only do it in front of the first pair of Edim. But like we came out before, when you only want to be machish, contradict the first pair of Edim, not say imanu hayisim to make a zomer out of it, to give them an oinish, just to contradict them, that could be done even not in front of the first pair of Edim that we came out before. Even if the first pair of Edim died already, still when the second pair contradict them, it's called tray against tray, it's called achosha. Now, that you say when you want to be mazim the first two Edim, you could only do it in front of them. Nehi di hazom lehevei. So if you do it not in front of them, you're telling me now it's not called hazoma, which would mean Desdin will not give a punishment to the first pair of Edim. But hachosha miyuhevei. But you should know avada is called hachosha. Avada Desdin listened to the second pair of Edim, that they're telling us you should know the first Edim that said that they saw the way Reuven did something, it's not true, because at that day, at that time, he was with us someplace else. So Bezdin, of course, believes the second pair of Edim, that the first Edim are no good, and Bezdin would not go now to kill that Reuven. If the first two Edim said that Reuven killed somebody, Bezdin now would not kill Reuven because of the first pair of Edim, because they know that they're saying Sheker. Just in order to give the Kashazoma, to give the Hazoma back to the first pair of Edim, that could only be done if the Hazoma was done in front of the first pair of Edim. Like to give them a psak din and einish could only be done in front of them. But that Bezdin believes the second pair, that the first pair are lying, it's not true, that Bezdin hears it even shloi b'fnei, the first Edim. Now the famous question is, why by Hazamatak do we believe the second pair of Edim? Why do we believe the first pair? Well, let's let it bleed like tray and tray, we don't know which one to believe. The third says that's exeras akosif. When the second pair of Edim say that imanu hayisim, you were with us, so that's not called Akosha, but that's called Hazama, that the Gezeras HaKosav of Torah here believed the second pair of Edim. The Gemara says, Oma Mar, we learned before, in Yesh Edim, Sheksav Yodim Huzem, if we have Edim, that the two Edim in the Shtar is not forged, it's their signatures. Or another way to be Mekayim the Shtar is, Sheksav Yodim Yotzi Mokamacher, that there was another Shtar that had their signatures in it also. Mishtar Shekor Olavir, that shtar had a complaint about it, and therefore Behuchsakon beBezdin, Bezdin checked it out very well. So middle, that's called a good handpick, and therefore we have a right now to compare the signatures one to the other, that the signatures look alike. That's called a good shtar. Here again. So again, there was a shtar, there was a complaint about it. For Hulchsak the Bezdin, and Bezdin checked it out very carefully, is Einemonim, that's called a good kiyim. We hear the shtar is a good shtar. So now if those first two Edim come and tell us, you should know, we were Ketanim at the time, we were Psuliedim, we don't believe them. Because Kivin Shigit, Shuvin Chazer Magid, once we know the shtar is a good shtar, it's like the first two Edim are telling us, the shtar was kosher 100%. And now if they themselves want to tell us, no, it's no good, they're like being chayzer and maga, they're retracting the first say this, that's the cloud. Once Bezdin accepted it, Bezdin doesn't hear that, does not let them retract it. So Diak is now, according to this Girsa, some have the Girsa, some doesn't have this Girsa, but if we have the Girsa, it says, Kor Olav Irur in. Loi Kor Olav Irur Loi. That from which star could we make a Kiyim? If first there was a complaint about that star, so then Bezdin really checks it out very carefully, that's called a good Kiyim. But if there wasn't a complaint about the first star, Bezdin didn't check it out that carefully, even though they checked it out, then you can't be Mekayim from it. So Mora says, Messiah Lele Rabbi Yassi, the Raya to Rabbi Yassi. The Yom Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Yassi says, Ein Mekayomim es Ashtar, Ela Mishtar, Shekola Olav Iru. You could only be Mekayim Mishtar from another star that first there was a complaint about that star, for Huchsak the Bezdin, and Bezdin checked it out very carefully. So Amri Nadoi, Nadoi says, Ein Mekayomim es Ashtar, Ela Mishtek Subas. You could only compare signatures from two stars. Not from one, but from two. So Chutz theory, we just said before, one alone is enough. So some learn that when you have a henpik, when Bezdin checked out the signatures once before, then you could check out from that star, one star alone is enough. Here we're talking about that these two stars does not have a henpik. Bezdin never checked them out yet. Just if we compare from two other stars, and we see the way the three signatures look alike, that's also called a henpik. Oy mishtei sodis. Or else a star mechira that says that two different fields, each field has its own star, its own deed that it was sold. The case that the owner is living already for 3 years in the field and nobody bothered him, so that's the proof that he really bought it. Now, if we see that star is like a truthful star. So if you have two of them, even though Bezdin was not Mekayim that star, but if you have two such stars like that, then we check out with this third star, and all three of the signatures look alike, that's also called Kiyim. And Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Uviyotze Mitachas Yad Acher. It has to be talking about that these two stars somebody else is holding, not the Malva, the person right now that wants to come with this star that we want to be Mekayim. Avu Miyad Atzma, let's say the Malva himself, is holding these other two stories, then we don't trust them. You can't compare the three signatures. So where it says, why, like, Yad Atzmai? Why, if he himself is holding these three stories? It's no good. Deloy, we don't trust him. Dilmaz Yufa Mazayif, because maybe he himself forged it. Like, if he had the other two stories that has the Adam signatures, now he has all the time in the world in his house. He'll check it out carefully to be able to forge these signatures over. That's why we don't trust him. So for the Gemara, Mitacha, Shidayach, Anami, even if somebody else is holding these two stories, we should also be afraid that Dilma, Ozal, Vechoza. Maybe he went to visit his friend and he saw those two stories at his friend's house. And also Vezayif, then he went home and he forged the signatures. So Mara says, no, Kuli Hai Le Motzi Mechavin. For this we're not afraid of. In order to forge signatures, you have to look very carefully and have it right in front of you. And here, just the fact you went to your friend's house and you looked at it once or twice to go home to be able to forge it, you won't be able to do a good job. Therefore, we see the way the signatures look alike. If the shtaris were not by you, they were by somebody else, that's okay. Then we say it wasn't forged, but this Adam really signed on the shtar. Yeah, verses right there. Turn around, Bonnie. We're going to the Bryce like this. Koisev Adam Edusay al Ashtar. A person that saw Edus, he saw the way Reuven lent $1,000, and he's an aid on the Havor, it's called the Milva Alper. They don't have a star, it's only Edus saw it. Now these Edim, they're afraid maybe they'll forget it, so they'll let it write down now their Edus, al Ashtar, on a piece of paper. Even after a long time, even if they'll maybe forget what happened, they'll like look at the star, they'll look at the piece of paper they wrote down, and they'll remember what they saw, then they could say Edus. So Rashi learns, Kais of Adam means, if they made you an aid, for your l'shecha, you're afraid maybe you forget it, is Kais v'alach chatichas klaf u'matzniyoy. You can write it down on a piece of paper, and hide it. And later, after a long time, you could even look at it and say, oh, we're Edus. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna v'usha zorcha mi'atzmai. It has to be, Rashi learns, that even without looking at this piece of paper, you remember at least something that took place. You forgot maybe all the exact details, then you're allowed to look in the shtar and let it remind you exactly what happened. But you have to remember something yourself. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no, afal pi shein zorech miatzmoi. Even if you don't remember anything yourself. Rashi learns avada el liyache shuroye b'shtar. But after you look at the shtar, now no san b'liboy, now it registers in your mind. For niskar, and you remember what happened, that you didn't forget these things. But Rashi learns, let's say even after you look at the piece of paper, you still are blank, have no memory what happened. You only are saying now from what you see in the piece of paper, that avada is a psul. The rachamon oma mipihem v'lone piksovim. Aedis has to be from your mouth what you saw, what happened, and not if you only see it in a piece of paper. So Alva Sugi here is talking about time the Aedim are afraid they'll forget the details, so the latter write it down, in order later when they look at the Ksav, when they look at this piece of paper, now they'll remember or register again in their mind exactly what happened. But at the end, the Aedis they're going to say is going to be because they remember what happened. But if they don't remember, only they just read the piece of paper, they're only saying over what they saw on the piece of paper, that's a psul midiraisa of mi pm, v'lemi piks of them. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Shmaminim with Rabbi Yechanan, we have a proof from Rabbi Yechanan over here, that Hani Beitrei, if you have two Edim, let's say, the Yadi Sadusa, first they remember they both saw Edis, they saw the way Reuven lent $1,000. Ulman Shichad Minayu, and now one of them forgot about it. As the locher is, Madker Chad Lechavrei, one is allowed to remind the other one, as long as at the end, and now it registers again, you do remember what happened. But one could help the other one remember. Iboilu, now we have a question like this. Atzmai Maho, let's say the Baal did himself, let's say like the Malva, Reuven that lent the money, now Reuven wants to remind the Edim, don't you remember the way I lent the money? So the question is, could Reuven himself remind the Edim, come on, don't you remember what happened? Is Atzmai Mai, Ma. So Rav Chaviva Omar Afilu Atzmai, yes, even if the Baal Dover himself comes and reminds the Edim, as long as at the end they remind themselves, it's okay. But Ma Bred Rav Ashi Omar Atzmai Loi, he says no. If the Baal Dover himself tells you we're afraid, maybe you'll lie because of him. So when the Baal Dover reminds you a little bit, we don't trust the Edim anymore to say they remember themselves, but rather we're afraid maybe they'll lie and say they remember, even if they don't really remember, because they're afraid of the Baal Dover. But the Gemara in the Mora says, V'hilchos adat talocho, that atzmeloi, if the Baal Dover, if the Malver himself reminds you, come on, don't you remember the Edim, don't you remember the way you saw, the way I lent the money, we think I don't believe the Edim anymore. The Gemara says, though, V'yitzurim rabbonon hu, but let's say the Edim are Talmid Chachamim, and with them we're not afraid they're going to lie, is Afilu Atzmai, even if the Baal Dover, the Malva himself, reminded this Talmid Chachamim, like, don't you remember the way you were an aid, and at the end, the aid, the Talmid Chachamim does remember what happened, he is allowed to say Edis. The Gemara says a case happened, Kihod de Rav Ashi, Heve Yadile Bisadusel Rav Kana. Rav Ashi was an aid for Rav Kana. In other words, Rav Kana once lent somebody money, and Rav Ashi was one of the Edim there. So at the end, a year later, 2 years later, Omalei, so Rav Kana went to Rav Ashi, Midoche Mar Haisut Saduso, do you remember the way you were there when I lent the money to somebody else? Is Omalei Loi? So Rav Ashi answered back, no, like I forgot, I don't remember what happened. So Rav Kana wants to remind him, Falav Hochi Vochi Hevi, don't you remember that it happened this and this day, this and this place? Don't you remember the way you were there, B'shas, I lent the money? Omalei Loi, Rav Ashi answered back, still no, I don't remember. Loi Yadan, I don't remember. But what happened was, then Rav Ashi went home, and he thought it over. And L'soif Itcha Rav Ashi. And at the end, Rav Ashi did remind himself that by himself, now he remembered what happened. So Asid Loi, so Rav Ashi went to bed the next day, and Taka said, hey, this, that he knows the way Rav Kana Taka lent somebody money. So Chazi the Rav Kana, is Chazayi L'Rav Kana Devi Machsim? Rav Ashi saw Rav Kana the way he was like a little astonished. Rashi says, means Tamer Rav Ashi Shade V'Dover. In other words, Rav Kana was a little like angry, like how come Rav Ashi now is saying Edis? Like Rav Kana thought that Rav Ashi did not remember what happened. He's only trusting him, that's not called good Edis. So Amalek, so Rav Ashi went to Rav Kana and told him, Mi Savrit Olecha Kosa Michna, do you think that I rely on only what you told me yesterday, if I really remember the Edis or not? No. No heavy, the Ramoyan Avshoi. I registered it myself. I now recall what happened. The Yitzkara, and I reminded myself. That's why I came now to see this. Sounds like we're saying now, even though the Baldover of Khan himself went to Rav Ashi, but by Talmud Chacham we take a trust the aid. If the aid tells us that he remembered himself, not only because you remind me, but now would register to remember what happened, we believe the aid, that's called Gredis, that's not called Mipi like somebody else is called from yourself. Tonight also, we learned the mission in Oilis like this. Ha-Talulis, that means like little hills on the road, like a little mountain. Ha-Kroivis, if it's nearby the city, so Bein Liyir, Bein Liderich, whether it's nearby the city or nearby the road, is Echot Chadoshris, whether they're new hills, just made recently, or we'll soon explain what it means new. The Echot Yishonis, whether they're very old, is Timaeis. Halacha is in Eretz Yisrael, when you find these hills, we have to be afraid maybe somebody was buried underneath it. Like we'll soon see later. Anisha that's Matul, Anisha that has a miscarriage, she doesn't like to go to the Beis HaKvaris, she'll bury a baby there. There's a mitzvah with the Gemara says later, Rachmanis, if an arm falls off, they'll bury it there. So we have to be afraid that under these hills somebody buried something, and therefore if a Kohen goes over it, it's Matamiyu. Now the Gemara explains. Oh no, Lovaita, Horchaikos. Let's say these hills are far away from the city. Then we say, Chadoshes Torahs, if they're new ones, they're Takator. Yishonis, if they're old hills, they're there a long time already, then Timaeus, then no, still we have this doubt, this Sophic, maybe someone is buried underneath it, and it's Tommy. Now we'll explain this Mishnah. Ezel Kroiva, what's called these hills that are nearby the city that we say they're Tommy? So Chamishim Amma, if it was 50 Yamas right outside the city, that's called a good Sophic, that maybe somebody buried somebody there. That's called Korov. But if it's more than 50 Yamas away, that's called Rechoikis. Now, V'yezuhi Yishonah, what's called an old hill? Shishim Shana, 60 years. We'll soon explain why 60 years. That people forget what happened 60 years ago. Divra Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. We'll soon explain. Rabbi Yehudu Aymano, Kroiva, what does it mean? This is a hill near the city. That means Shein Kroiva Menu. There's no hill nearer. In other words, when Isha, let's say she's Matul, so she goes outside the city to bury a child, and the first hill, the first mountain she meets, she'll bury him right there. In other words, she doesn't want to bury him on the road when people walk there, so she'll go to the side, to a hill that nobody walks over the hill, and she'll bury him there. So therefore, Anisha herself will go, and the first mountain she finds, she'll bury. So the first mountain outside the city, that's called Kroivis, we have to be afraid. But Rochak means it's not the first mountain, it's the second one, that's called already Rochak. Fati Yishona, what's called an old one? Shein Adam Zeichra, a person doesn't remember what happened. In other words, like this, that if it's new, so then if somebody did bury there, the curl would have went out, people would have known about it. Since nobody knows about it, that's a proof that nobody was buried there. But if it's an older mountain, then we have to be afraid maybe from last generation somebody buried there. And we don't remember what happened then. That's called Yishonis Min Shein Adam Zeichra, a person does not remember. Ramea says Mashmas told in 60 years. Ramea holds that for 60 years people remember what happened, and after 60 years you really forgot what happened. We'll soon see. That's what Magea talks about Edus. How long does Edom remember what they saw? Now the Gemara explains. My ear or my derech. What does it mean, near the city or near the road? Ilay ma'ir mamish in the middle of a city, and derech mamish in the middle of a road, a regular road. So you want to tell me then, misveka, mimechaskin and tumah? Is it true that stam a little doubt that maybe somebody was buried there? We have a suffix, we'll make her to throw tummy. Like stam in the middle of the city, why should we say somebody buried there? Normally you go to a basic forest, so why should we say somebody buried there? So just for a little suffix at all, you want to be metamer at Yisrael? We know not like that. The Yomer Rashlokas said that Ilo Motza, they found either little excuse, of Vitiru Eretz Yisrael, and they were Matar Eretz Yisrael. Rashi said in the Gemara in Dozir that there was a question there if a mace was buried or not, a suffix if we have to make Tumah here, and because of a little excuse, a little like an answer, they came out to say no, it's Torah. So you see, the cloud is we don't want to be Marba with any type of stamp doubts. We don't give Tumah to Eretz Yisrael. It has to be a pretty much positive doubt, not just a small doubt. So over here, just the fact you have a hill in the middle of the city, why should you say somebody buried somebody there? Like, there's not enough of a doubt to make Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says like this, Omar Reb Zeira, Ir means Ir Asmuch LeBeis HaKvaros. It means the city right near the Beis HaKvaros. Fiderech means Derech Beis HaKvaros. This is the road, how they go down to the Beis HaKvaros. To the cemetery. So therefore it's like this. Where it says, Bishleim Derech, I understand the road down to the Beis HaKvaros. The Zimnim, the Misrami Ben Hashmoshes. Sometimes people talk around the way down the road to make a Levaya, to bury someone in the Beis HaKvaros. And they're a mile away. And it's Friday afternoon, and they realize it's coming before Shkia. So Zimnim, the Zimnim, the Misrami Ben Hashmoshes. Or Mikri, Kovru, Batel. So they figure we don't have enough time to go down to the cemetery, so we'll bury the mace right now under the mountain. So therefore, a mountain and hill on the way down to the cemetery, there we hear there's a good chance we have to be metamed. It's good wise tamed. Eliir has smuch lebeis hakvaris, but stam in the middle of a city. Even though the city is near the beis hakvaris still, why should we have a doubt? Maybe somebody was buried there. The cloud usually kulu lebeis hakvaris asli. Normal, everybody goes down and buries in the beis hakvaris. So why should we be afraid somebody buried before the beis hakvaris? Gemara says, since the women that has them, they have a miscarriage. They're like embarrassed to bury their kids in the Beis HaKvaros, so we're afraid they'll bury their kids there. Some Rachmanis has leprosy, that his arm falls off, so he'll also go to bury it. Therefore we say, even though in the middle of the city, if the city is near the cemetery, they think about burying. But sometimes the people are embarrassed to go to the Beis HaKvaros, they'll bury in the city. But if it would have been a city not near the Beis HaKvaros, then by such you don't think about burying there. So b'chlal it's not shchir to bury in such a city. But the city right near the Beis HaKvaros, since you think about burying, if a isha has a miscarriage or the zroya, the arm of a mukashkin, sometimes they'll bury it there underneath a mountain, therefore has a sofik, a tumor on it. Now the Gemara explains. Ad Chamisha Mama, so why is it called Kroiva right near the city that we say it's Tamei? Because up until 50 Yamas outside the city is Ozla Iyulukhuda. A lady or the Mukashkin will go themselves to bury there. But Tvei, once it's more than 50 Yamas out of the city, they're afraid to go themselves. So then we say, Davra Incha Bado, they take another man with them. And then our gear says, Lebeis HaKvaros Asli, that the with another man, they'll be embarrassed to bury outside the Beis HaKvaros, so for sure they'll go down to the Beis HaKvaros. So if we have no doubt then, that maybe he was buried outside the city more than 50 Amos. Somewhere on the pshat is that if he